You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. This is William Hill's In Play Radio.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. It's the finals time of the UK Championships from the Barbican in York. Liang Wenbo will take on Neil Robertson around about 1 o'clock today for the 2015 UK Championship final. It will be awarded to one of these players. Sam Norris here on the podcast with you, and joining me as ever is our snooker expert Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, Sam. How are you?
Good, yeah. I'm not too bad, thank you. Looking forward to this final. We'll discuss the semis first though, Ian. Starting with Liang Wenbo, who obviously came through against David Grace last night in what was his first semi-final on UK soil. The pressure was on him as favourite. Quite a few of us, maybe myself included, thought he might wilt under that pressure as favourite, but came through quite nicely in the end.
Well, I did say that David Grace, I think he was around the 3-1 mark. I did say that David Grace, I thought, was overpriced and that you would get a chance to trade out on that price. And I was proved right, because Gracie went 3-1 up and Wenbo was clearly feeling the pressure. But, I mean, Wenbo did have a lot to lose on that game. If he wins, or as he did win, he's regained his place in the top 16, which means he gets in the Masters. The one person who won't be happy about that will be Michael White. He's pushed Michael White out of the top 16 now. But Gracie went 3-1 up. And the interval came at the wrong time for Gracie, really. Wenbo sort of like, he got his head together at the interval, came out, got it back to 4-0, went 5-4 up. But Gracie should have gone 5-all. He made, well, a clearance of doom. You know, the green he potted and the brown he potted were fantastic shots considering the situation. And he missed a pink that probably a little bit of inexperience. He should have composed himself a little bit better on it. It was missable. He missed it. Wenbo potted pink and black and went berserk. A little bit disrespectful, in my opinion. But you know, it was a bit naughty what he did. But with everything that was at stake, you can understand it.
Yeah, it's not very often you see that kind of reaction in snooker. It was almost more of a darts reaction, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing, isn't it? Winning that match, you know, to get in the top 16. You know, I did it a couple of times at the Crucible. And it's, you know, there's that much pressure going into that match with what. It was even more so when I was playing, what was at stake of being in the top 16. Now you don't get seeded as much. But, you know, but back 10 years ago, being in the top 16 was a massive perk. And it's a big pressure match. And a lot of people get to the edge of that, of winning that game, and they never do. Mark Davis is a classic example. Andy Hicks back in the day was one. They just couldn't win that game to get in. So, it was a massive pressure release for Wenbo.
Yeah, certainly was. But if you'd have backed David Grace last night, you got a decent run for your money, and he's been one of the talking points of the whole tournament, really. A tremendous run for him.
Absolutely. I've known Dave for years, and he's a great lad. And you know, probably by his own admissions, he hasn't worked hard enough, and he should work harder. The real test is now for David. He's all of a sudden now he's gone from being, you know, a nobody, a bit of a journeyman, to people sort of like know his face. Now, he put quite a funny tweet on Twitter last night. He got recognised. He'd gone to the Chinese restaurant for his tea and they gave him 2 free cans of Coke because the guy recognised him. So he's in the superstar bracket now. But he's got to kick on. You know, and the way where the season is now, he's got 2 more tournaments before Christmas. You know, we're only 3 weeks before Christmas. They've got a PTC next week out in, I think it's Portugal or something like that. And then they've got some qualifiers for the German Masters. So there's no point getting to the semis of the UK and falling flat on your face in the next two. He has to kick on now, you know, to prove that his run to the UK semis wasn't a fluke. But I love it when the unknown lads come through. Obviously, they're not unknown to me, but they're unknown to the general public. It's brilliant for TV.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's what tournament play is all about, I suppose. Having those stories, is that what happens when you reach celebrity status?
Well, I was never that privileged. I think I once got a free kebab.
That's not all bad then. The second semi final yesterday, Neil Robertson versus Mark Selby. We're all really looking forward to this one. I mean, I suppose the first semi was an appetizer for the main course, really. Everyone expected this one to go long. I settled down last night thinking we'd be there for the long run. Ended up Neil Robertson just whitewashed him, finished 6-0 to Neil Robertson, despite a couple of 50-plus breaks from Selby.
Yeah.
But when he's in that kind of mood and potting balls like that, Robertson, he's very difficult to peg back.
I mean, the traders must have been delighted with that result.
Yeah.
Last night, because who would have backed Robertson 6-0? You know, the odd person will have had, you know, little bits on, but it was, if you actually watch the match, you know, the 6-0s when somebody goes berserk and the 6-0s that are never 6-0s, and that was never a 6-0 last night. Robertson has nicked four frames. The first frame, Selby was in on 50-odd and missed. Second frame, he was in on 50-odd and missed, as you said. I think it was the fourth frame, he was in on 40-odd. And the last frame, Selby was just all at sea. And it was like, Robertson's a very powerful player. Robertson surges on. He's got a lot of force behind his game, where Selby just grinds and grinds and grinds. And even though Selby can score with Robertson, he doesn't do it in the same sort of motion. And I actually think Selby was a little bit shell-shocked last night at 4-0. And at 5-0, he played a couple of shots for me that he'd had enough, which wasn't like Selby.
Yeah, and I think everyone agreed when Robertson went in 4-0 at the break, you're looking at it and thinking, I don't understand how Mark Selby hasn't got at least one frame on the board, if not two.
Well, I mean, I think at 5-0, he should have been 3-2 up.
Really?
Yeah, the way the game had gone.
Yeah, as you said there, it's certainly 6-0 doesn't really tell the story of the game, does it?
No, absolutely. Selby should have won at least three of those frames. But, I mean, Neil Robertson isn't going to complain.
Yeah.
Selby isn't going to complain. But in Selby's defence, if you look at Selby, he's world number one. He's world number one for a reason, because he's the most consistent player on the tour. He's lost in another semi-final. He's been consistent again. Is he that bothered? Don't get me wrong, he'd have been loving to win his second UK, but he's done what a world number one needs to do, get to the back end of the tournament, and that's what he does all the time.
Yeah, correct. As it is then, we've got, I think, is the first UK Championship final to be contested between two players from outside the UK?
It's good for the game. You know, it shows how the game's expanding. We've got an Australian and a Chinese player. It's obviously very, very big in China now, and it's expanding in Australia all the time. The lads go out there for a big ranking tournament at the start of every season. So you know, it's good for the game.
Yes, certainly is. We'll get stuck into some of the betting then surrounding this final. As you'd imagine, Neil Robertson, a warm, warm order to take this. He's 1-7 in the market. Liang Wenbo, 5-1. You probably can't disagree too much with the prices there, but it's an eye-wateringly short one about Neil Robertson.
I mean, he's 1-7 for a reason, because the traders effectively are saying that Wembo's got no chance. You know, you're not going to get rich back in 1-7 shots. The money pinchers will be back in that 1-7. They got it right, to be honest. My biggest concern for Wenbo is that he's now happy he's got his place in the top 16 in the Masters, and maybe his focus is a little bit detracted from winning his first ranking event. You know, all the talk will have been about Wembley last night and obviously, you know, winning the match and getting back in the top 16. Instead of thinking, hang on, son, get yourself to bed, get your head down, early night, you've got a chance of winning the UK Championships. If this was a last 16 match, obviously there'd been a shorter format, they wouldn't have priced it as short as this, obviously, because it is a longer format, best of 19 in the final. Wembo only trails 4-3 on the head-to-heads, which is, in Wembo's perspective, is really, really good. But they've all been short format stuff. I think they've played a couple of best of nines. A lot of it's been best of sevens in the PTCs and things like that. The longer match is going to suit Robertson. He's got massively more experience than Wembo at this level. He's a multiple tournament winner. He's won the World. He's won the Masters. He's won the UK. He isn't going to worry about winning them. Wembo's only in his second major final. And speaking from experience, you know, you start thinking, I need to win one of these sooner or later. So Wembo will have a little bit of pressure on him. As I say, at 1-7, you're not going to get rich. So you've got to look in other areas for value.
Yeah, certainly do. But he looks confident enough coming into this, Neil Robertson. I saw an interview with him yesterday where he said Chelsea were on his mind more than the UK Championship final. So he's relaxed, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he might be playing it down a little bit. Yeah. There. It is the UK. I think there's 150 grand up for grabs, yeah. which is not a small change, is it? And he, as I say, he's experienced enough to know, Neil, now that he'll look at this and think, this is a fantastic opportunity to win another UK. You know, if he was playing a Stephen Maguire, he'd think, this is an opportunity. You know, I'm playing a player, you know, maybe I should have had a Selby in a final, or maybe I should have had a Bingham in a final, or a John Higgins, and I've got Liang Wenbo. He'll know not to drop his guard. He'll play grafting match snooker like he does, and if he gets his scoring boots on like he has these days, I think Wembo's really good. He's got to play out of his skin just to hang on to his coattails.
Yeah, real chance here then. And as you said, people don't want to be taking that 1-7. What's the best way for you then to extract the value out of this game?
Well, I've had a good look through the betting, and it's quite tough, actually. They've priced everything up right, you know, and obviously I'm trying to find a bit of value for the punters. And if I was going to get involved on a scoreline, you've obviously got to go with Robertson. And you can get 6-1 on 10-4, 10-5 or 10-6. So if you pair them three up, you're getting just over even money, which I think looks about right. It's not big stakes punting. I actually quite like the look of Wembo to make the highest break in the match at 2-1. He had three consecutive tons on the trot in his quarter-final match with Marco Fu. He's had seven tons for the tournament, which equals Robertson's. I'm not sure whether Robertson had one last night or not. But the one that I think looks a little bit of value, it's not a great price. He's 3-4, and that's Neil Robertson to win the first mini session. That's the first four frames. And I'll tell you why I like that. Wembo could be a little bit of a rabbit in the headlights, first mini session. Look at this, it's a UK final, it's a packed house. It'll be first big final in the UK, only his second major final in all. And the way Robertson's been getting out the blocks against everybody, if you look at his matches, he obviously 6-0 last night against Selby. He was well in front against Higgins. He battered Maguire. He's coming out the blocks so quick. And I just think it's like a shock tactic for your opponent. And I think that's what he'll be looking to do today. He'll be looking to come out quick, 3-1, 4-0 at the first interval. And I think that 3-4 represents a little bit of value.
Okay, and 3-4 for Neil Robertson to win the first mini session in the betting there. One for Ian. He also likes the look of Liang Wembo to get the highest break at 2-1. And you're playing it 10-4, 10-5 and 10-6 for Neil Robertson at 6-1. Just sum up, please, then, your thoughts for this final and how you think it's going to go.
I hope it's not a runaway. I don't think it'll be a runaway. I think Wembo's too good a player for it to be a runaway. I just hope he doesn't get, I say, a little bit shell-shocked, a little bit rabbit in the headlights, and it ends up being a bit of a damp squib and Robertson runs out, you know, 10-1, 10-2, 10-3. Because it's not nice for Wembo. It's not nice for the punters. You know, 10-4, 10-5, 10-6 is respectable. It's better for the punters. It adds a bit to it. I do think Wembo has to start well. I think if he goes 4-0 down, he's asking a lot. You know, realistically, if he can get a lead at the first interval, which I think is a big ask, he's got a chance. But I think he falls behind early. Robertson's one of the best front runners we've ever had in the game, not just in the modern game, we've ever had. He just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. He plays the right shots, and it'll be difficult for Wembo if he falls behind.
Okay, there we are. Ian McCulloch's thoughts ahead of the UK Championship final today. And remember, you can hear all the action on William Hill's In-Play Radio, giving you the best in-play betting angles throughout the course of this final today. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Ian. I hope you enjoy the action at the Barbican today.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.